Welcome to Banter and Bonding.
Hi, guys. I think it's week 11.
Yes.
1-1.
1-1.
1-1. Yeah, yeah. So, how was your week?
Pretty uneventful work, you know, the norm.
It was Thanksgiving, though.
It was Thanksgiving.
Did you do anything big?
Went to my mom's. That's definitely out of the norm. Mm-hmm. Don't usually just pop in to say hey to my mom.
Was this a planned thing or did you pop in?
Oh, no. We planned it. Yeah.
Very
little,
cool.
Little small family get together. Just one of my brothers and my mom and my family.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are better.
Absolutely. What about you?
Thursday for lunch, we went to my aunt's, my mom's sister, and my cousins came, her kids mm-hmm. and their families. So that was really fun. I haven't seen some of them since my sister's funeral. Mm-hmm. And before that was my wedding.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, one time in 4 years for a couple hours.
Yeah.
So it was nice to just hang out with them. And then Friday evening, we went to my brother's house, which was super nice. I got to see my sister that lives in Texas mm-hmm. and some other family. So it was really nice. Yeah. Super small, just small groups.
Yeah. I know this. I know the answer to this. But traditional Thanksgiving or non-traditional?
No.
Okay. Both sides or just with your brother?
So at my aunt's, we did a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, things like that. Very traditional.
Yeah.
Minus the dessert. She's very over the top with her dessert. She owns a little bakery.
Yeah.
So she's always trying new things. And so, I mean, we had pies and things like that. But one of my cousin's husbands is celiac. So he can't have gluten. And so mm-hmm. there was a gluten-free cheesecake, which was actually phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
The crust was a little different consistency, but flavor-wise, it was great. So that was kind of cool to experience.
Yeah.
But at my brother's, he decided that he was going to try something new this year and he made beer rocks
and
they were delish.
Good.
He has to work. I mean, flavor wise, they were great. His dough was a little thin. So like you could see the contents through the top.
Okay.
And then when you went to pull it off the pan, it all fell out the bottom.
Oh no. Okay.
But it was great. We just scooped it up and slapped her on the plate. Yeah, so, he did a great job flavor wise and he's excited to try again next year. So we'll let him.
That's the new tradition.
Yeah. For now, I'm sure he'll
come up with something else again.
Hyperfixate on something else later in life.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, I doubt it. He'll probably still be on the beer rock cake. But yeah, he did a really good job and I was really impressed. I don't know that I would ever say this, but I'm officially beer rocked out for a while.
Okay.
Because my mom brought that dozen over last week.
Yeah, and they're gone.
Yeah, I ate pretty much all of them because they were sitting there. I'm like, are you guys going to eat these?
Staring at you.
Like I told myself I was only going to have two
and
I'd let Cole take some for lunch and then the kids could have them. And apparently Allie doesn't like beer rocks.
Oh,
and I'm like,
good.
Okay, so I'll eat hers.
Yeah.
And then Landon's like, yeah, I like them. He's like, I'm just not in the mood for them. I'm like, they're going to go bad.
Yeah.
So I think out of the dozen, I ate eight of them.
Okay.
And then I ate at my brother's house. So I got my fill of beef and cabbage for a while.
That's good. That's good.
But I do love them. So I won't complain.
Yeah.
I won't complain at all. Other than that, you didn't have anything this week other than work?
Mm-mm. Yeah. No.
I don't think I did either. I'm trying to rack my brain.
Yeah.
Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
None.
What?
So
I was getting packages today from FedEx and today's Sunday.
Wow.
They were delivering today.
Wow. That's pretty great. Now you're getting ahead of the Christmas cluster.
I think it's probably that time of the year where everyone's going to start working 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Just to be able to keep up. But
Yeah,
Cole's like, FedEx is delivering a package on a Sunday. I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, more the merrier.
Not that I need it right now because everything was for Christmas, but
yeah,
I definitely did my fair share.
Yeah.
Hmm. Probably not the greatest move, but it was great. It was fine. It was fine. My kids and my husband will be happy.
Absolutely.
So
good. Okay.
Okay. Do you want to do food?
Yeah, let's do food.
So I have three options because I didn't know how a couple of them would go.
Okay.
Do you want me to start from what I think you're going to say no to and work my way up?
Yeah. Work your way up. Okay. Cherries. Oh, boy. And
sweet gherkins.
Okay. I like both of those.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know about the sweet gherkins. I'm like, who doesn't like cherries?
Yeah.
But either you love sweet gherkins or you hate them.
Right.
So this is option one.
Okay. So we're just like, together?
Well, I don't know if these have stems. I don't think they do.
No, they don't look like it.
So then, yeah, I pop it in and take a bite.
Okay.
So one.
Okay.
We've kind of done a rendition of this before.
Oreos. Okay, I was really hoping that was it.
And easy cheese. Yep. Okay. So option two.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Hello, Sparrow.
Yeah, my dog, he just, like, if he gets nervous, I don't know, or something, like, he just doesn't know what's happening, he just, like, barks.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, Doritos.
I don't know how to position this for you.
Yeah, that's okay.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
And chocolate sauce.
Okay. Again. Okay.
I guess I should put these...
There we go.
So pick your poison.
Can we do them all?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, let's just go in order the way you pulled them out. Let's do the cherries and the pickles.
Okay, I need to make one more.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so that's what I wanted the plate for because obviously.
Yeah.
Juices.
Okay, and these are TikToks?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Do you care if my fingers are on these?
No, I don't care.
That one's stuck and it's like blocking everything else. Okay. I love sweet pickles.
I do too. I am not
I'm
mad
gonna
about them
to
at all.
Lick my fingers. Oh, hold on. My husband's texting me after my kid FaceTimed me 6 times.
Yeah.
Oh. He's messaging me about his air compressor. Oh, come here, you dickens.
Okay.
Okay.
So sweet and salty?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what the thing is. I kind of like it.
Me too. What even is that?
Cherries and sweet pickles.
Good one. That was pretty good. I don't even know why, but.
Yeah, I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
The sweet almost took like the zing from the sweet away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aww.
And the pickles were not, they're still a little bit sour, so.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, this was the next one. I even got the good brand.
Growing up, we never got that.
I know, but I have adult money now.
Same. I need to start buying that again. Like, I don't know.
Cheese Whiz?
Mm-hmm.
So, my husband, he would buy this every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And then my kids would eat it, and they'd... When they would go to get it, they wouldn't take the hard crusty off the top.
Oh, I hate that.
Ugh. I'm like,
why are you guys weird? Okay, I gotta go tell them to turn on TV.
I'll get mine ready.
Can you turn that on TV, please?
One day we're going to be big enough that we're not going to have this in a house.
Cheddar cheese was, I know, right?
No, our podcast.
Yeah. I meant cheddar cheese.
Oh, we're just throwing the whole thing in. That's my plan.
That's how I eat the whole cookie. And I'm not just going to nibble on it.
Hold on.
You got a cherry in there?
I got a permanent retainer under my bottom teeth. And there's a piece of pickle in it.
Dang it. How embarrassing.
You can't see it, but I can feel it like flapping.
Can you stick your finger in your mouth?
I can't get it. Like, my finger.
Oh, yeah.
It's between my tooth and that wire.
Oh.
Fuck it.
All right.
I mean, forget it. What?
I know.
I'm not mad at that one either. Although at first I just tasted the Oreo. And then I got a real big hit of just the cheese, and I was like, well, that's not good. And then it mixed.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sour cream one better, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's fine. I'm not going to choose to do that. I want to say absolutely do not have crackers.
Yeah, if I don't have crackers, I can see it. But if I have sour cream, I'm going the sour cream route.
Same. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if you want a flat chip, but I want a flat chip.
Yeah.
Man, this bag has actually quite a bit of rolled ones. That's usually my favorite. That'll do. I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I should have really taken all this crap off beforehand.
Oh, that's okay.
Not like we don't have time.
Right. Even Hershey's chocolate syrup.
Yeah, about the good kind. I got adult money.
Yeah, yeah.
This is for me.
Okay, but we might have to try this with a cherry on it later.
We do have cherries. Okay.
We do. Okay.
You know, one thought I don't think it needs a cherry.
Mm-mm. I mean, it was, I don't know. At first with the.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
Chicken ramen.
Okay, I don't see how.
The flavor in the back of my throat is like chicken ramen.
You're right.
Like the flavoring packet.
You're right.
It's chicken ramen. That's chicken ramen.
So strange. So the cheddar on your tongue is like, okay, I know what this tastes like.
Why is that chicken ramen?
And then the chocolate hits the roof of your mouth and you're just like, what is that? Obviously the whipped cream goes away, but...
Why is that chicken ramen?
The cheddar and the chocolate, definitely chicken ramen.
Like the cheap chicken ramen.
Literally. That is so strange.
Why?
Okay, but why? Why chicken ramen?
I'm not making that up, am I?
No. It definitely is like... Maybe the powdery from the Doritos... I don't know.
You want a chip?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not chicken ramen.
No, that's not chicken ramen. I think it's the chocolate flavor with the chip. Or do you think it's the Cool Whip?
I don't know. I'm about to find out. Because why is that chicken ramen?
It's a Cool Whip.
It's a Cool Whip.
Nope.
The after flavor is the chocolate. That's chicken ramen. Just to verify.
Oh.
That made a little Dorito cannoli.
Love that. Get some.
No, it's definitely the chocolate.
That is strange.
That's okay. Chicken ramen.
The other thing is, what about like a, what about a off-brand chocolate?
Well, see, the video that I saw was off-brand,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not a fan of the Clover Valley.
Yeah.
And I went to Dollar General.
Yeah.
Like the Great Value is what they use.
I see.
And we buy that for our home.
Right.
So maybe.
So maybe not so chicken ramen-y. Later.
I don't know. I don't think how you could get away from that.
Yeah, that's strange. That was super crazy. How about Cool Whip with a cherry? How was the Cool Whip just alone?
It wasn't good.
Oh, hi.
No. Would you like to try it? I'll give you some. Mm-mm.
No. That's funny.
I'm trying to think, is there anything else we could concoct with this?
So I'm thinking...
chocolate and pickles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or even the Cool Whip chocolate and pickles.
I'm not mad at that. It's a lot of sweet going on. I think maybe dill would be a better option, but this is what we got.
Yeah.
Because then you know it's not...
dill with it.
You know, there's not so much sweet.
They still have a sour flavor-ish. We could even put the cherry on it.
I just realized this was orange and I panicked for a second thinking it was pumpkin spice and I just didn't taste it.
Have you eaten lunch?
No.
Me neither. No wonder we have so many food options.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want the big one or the small one?
I do not care. Oh, you God. Pick and then I'll pick. Okay, ready, go. Oh, okay.
That works. I don't mind that one.
Mm-mm.
Very pickly, but it works.
Yeah, that was totally fine.
I could eat that again.
I could too.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But I could.
I'm just hungry.
Yeah. You can do a cheesy cherry or
cheesy pickle.
All right.
Don't be twisting my arm, just twist the jar.
Oh my gosh, come here.
Clearly we are not fooded out from the holidays.
I'm gonna have a gut ache.
Probably.
Listen.
The whole thing again?
Yeah, go. I'm not mad at that either.
I don't care for it.
Not my favorite, but I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I'm just not. I won't choose that again.
You want some more chicken ramen? I can hook you up.
Mm-mm. No way. I am pickled out.
Yep, I'm good. That was good.
Okay. Ma'am. Well, thanks for the food concoction.
Zzz.
Yeah, I forgot.
Okay, what you got for this week?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get back to it. What is your favorite meal you've ever cooked or eaten?
Favorite meal that I've ever cooked or eaten?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite, I feel like favorite food and favorite meal is different.
Yeah.
Favorite meal. Oh, mom and I went on a vacation while I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped at this really tiny hole in the wall barbecue joint mm-hmm. in this random town. And she's not a big barbecue person, but I talked her into going. And we got brisket tacos and they were the best thing I've ever ate.
Nice.
Like so good that she's planning a whole nother trip around these brisket tacos.
I love that. Mine would have to be like a hamburger steak.
Okay.
I just, haven't had it in probably, oh my gosh.
Why? They're easy to
probably
make.
Probably 10 or 11 years.
They're easy to make.
So I used to make them all the time, and then I just don't know why I haven't. I guess I do know why, because back then I was a stay-at-home mom, and I had all the time in the world to do all the things, and now I don't have.
They don't take forever, though.
No, but homemade mashed potatoes. I just, not that I can't stand them. I just don't care for instant. And my husband likes instant and they're easy and all the things. Like, it just, I would much rather have.
Does he like instant because they don't have lumps?
Yeah. Yeah. So he knows they ain't real. I don't know. You know what?
Take your hand mixer to it.
Maybe I should start leaving lumps in them.
Well, okay. Yeah, just take your hand. Do you have a hand mixer?
No, I don't. I do need to buy one. You
can do it with your KitchenAid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Toss them in there and just beat the crap out of them.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Because then you get real ones, flavor-wise. Yeah. And he gets texture.
That's true.
I don't know. My husband just gets what I make. Yeah. Sometimes it's instant, sometimes it's real, depending on
the time of the day.
Froggy. Mm-hmm. How froggy I'm feeling.
Yeah.
So, what else you got?
Let me pull it back up. What is the funniest misheard song you have ever sung?
It actually happened on my way over here. What is the song title? Hold on. I think I know what it is, but I don't want to mess it up. It is called... Why is this not pulling up? Okay. It is Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z.
Okay.
So the misheard lyric is Concrete Jungle Wet Dream Tomato.
What? Okay, what's a real one? What's a real version? Or like, what's the actual song?
Concrete Jungle Where Dreams Are Made Of.
Oh my gosh.
And I died laughing on the way over here because every time I hear it, that's what I hilarious. Hear.
That's funny. I don't have one off the top of my head. But yeah, there's like lots of 90s songs, like 90s country.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a kid, you just kind of like hear things.
And you just, that's what you think it is forever, even though it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so then when you're an adult, you're like, oh, that's a real word. Cool.
I'm still singing it the old way.
Yeah, I don't have anything specific, but you know, like, it's just funny. Anyway.
That's hilarious.
Oh.
Okay, anything else?
Not right now. We're struggle bussing today.
It was a holiday week.
It was. We didn't get together on Thursday. So
we were ill prepared.
Very much.
We should have been prepared for Thursday, meaning we would have been prepared for today, but we weren't. So I want you to go through the process from start to finish on how you make a BLT.
Okay, I like my BLTs toasted. I have to toast my bread.
Okay, so does your toaster sit out all the time, or do you have to get your toaster out?
Oh, my toaster sits out all the time.
Okay.
This is great. Okay. I have to put my mayonnaise on right away when it comes out of the toaster.
But you don't even have bread in the toaster yet.
Oh, I get out my bread. I get all my supplies out. First off, I gotta bake the bacon. Why is it so trickery? As soon as I say I put my bacon on,
you're like, can I say raw?
I know you. Raw dog on my toast, okay? Okay, so my bacon. It has to be in the oven. I do not like it.
How do you bake your bacon? Like, what temp and how long?
What does it say on the package? I follow the package. Okay. I don't like it on the stove. It gets grease everywhere. Like, that's just annoying to me. I also have a grease splatter thing-ish, and I hate that thing. Anyway, so I am baking the bacon. And obviously, cut up your lettuce and tomato. But I cut the lettuce head in half and then just peel off the side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Washed it. I've washed it and I've washed my tomatoes. And when I cut my tomato, I literally just like...
Do you have a specific tomato that you like to buy? Like, do you get like the big slicing tomatoes or do you get Roma tomatoes? Like
big slicing ones. Because I don't want six freaking tomatoes on my, I want one big old slice.
Okay.
Okay. So then my bacon's probably done at this time.
That's quick bacon.
I like my bacon kind of crunchy, but not like burnt. Okay. Like there's just this happy medium, but it cannot be like flopping. I cannot stand that.
You don't like floppy bacon?
No. It's got to be standing up.
Okay.
We could sword fight with the bacon.
To where if you hit the table, it breaks?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I'm the same way.
Okay. So. Go ahead. Then I put my toast in my toaster that sits on
my... bread. You put bread in the toaster. If you put toast in the toaster, you're going to burn it.
I put my bread in the toaster that sits on my counter all the time. Set it the second notch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just two notches. Don't go above that. I like
just
my,
a nice goldie.
Yes. Don't be getting...
You're not actually eating toast. Right. You just want a toasted. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm following.
Then I got to get my mayonnaise. I like Miracle Whip. Anyway, Miracle Whip. Then I'm going to Miracle Whip my bread.
Do you put Miracle Whip on normal sandwiches?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Do you use mayo for anything? Like real mayo?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. Growing up, we got it a lot, and I'm just kind of like, whatever. It all tastes the same to me. I know everyone's like, no, it does not. But it does to me. Like, it's just, okay. You're giving me
Miracle
that look.
Whip does Moving not on. Taste the same as mayo.
Moving on. Vitamin D, 2%, skim?
No.
All milk?
No.
But you know
what
doesn't
like
taste the
same? That's like saying a peanut and an almond are the same.
But you know what doesn't taste the same? Farm fresh eggs and store-bought eggs. Those are totally different. Taste totally different.
You're right. They do taste totally different. Farm fresh are far better.
Homemade butter, or not homemade, but like, you know, margarine and butter, that's the same. Okay, moving on.
You're at the toast.
So now
you've,
I'm going...
You've toasted your toast. Go ahead. Well, what gave it away?
You're toasting your toast. Move on.
I knew this one was going to be fun.
Okay, so then I am putting my Miracle Whip on my toast. Like, right as soon as it pops up, I'm running over there to get it out. Like, I want my, I know you're going to hate me, Miracle Whip to be melted.
Warmed?
Melted. So then I'm putting my... I'm going to have to go make some toast-ish and put Miracle Whip on it so you can see it melted.
Go ahead.
Moving on. So then I'm going to put lettuce on it, and then I'm going to put tomato on it. Do you put cheese on it?
This is your VLT.
No, I'm asking you. Do you put cheese on
it? I put pepper jack on mine.
Okay. So then I put bacon on it. And then...
Do you put cheese on yours?
I do not.
Okay.
Then I just close it up and... I actually cut it in half. I don't like it. One big old messy sandwich. Anyway. So that's that.
Okay, great.
Your turn.
No.
Start at your toaster.
No, I make the bacon.
Okay.
Once the bacon is completely done.
Uh-huh.
Well, I make my whole family... two don't like toast, two do like toast.
Okay.
So I start with the ones that don't like toast.
Mm-hmm.
Get those knocked out. Bread, then bacon, then cheese. This particular kid then take the other piece of bread and put mayo on it and slap it closed. It's a bacon sandwich.
Okay.
Slide it across the table. Next kid, plain bread, not toast. Bacon. Cheese, lettuce, other piece of bread, mayo, close her up, slide it down the table. And then the rest of us normal people,
uh-huh,
put the bread in the toaster.
Okay.
Toast it. Get it out. Bacon, tomato, lettuce, cheese, other piece of toast, mayo, close it.
Do you only mayo one side of your bread?
Mm-hmm.
I have to mayo both. I have to put.
But you do a thin layer so it melts.
I mean, but it's on both.
But I do like a good
slathering.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
I don't let it melt.
It just melts. It just comes out of the toaster and it's warm and toasty.
When you make a grilled cheese, do you use butter or do you use Miracle Whip?
I don't make that.
You don't make grilled cheese? Mm-mm. Why?
Because I don't like it.
I don't give a damn what you like. Do your kids like it? Uh-huh. You know how easy grilled cheese are to make?
Okay, I save that for like Cody or Keegan, or you know what is a treat when we go out to
dinner? A grilled cheese?
Yes, bud! When we go out to dinner and they're like, oh, they got a grilled cheese. Can I get a grilled cheese? Absolutely, you can.
You need to struggle bus it more.
You need to be humbled into
the grilled cheese life.
I can't.
Okay, so when Cody or Keegan make a grilled cheese, do they use butter or Miracle Whip?
Butter. That's what I've been taught, so that's what I teach.
Haven't tried the other way.
Okay.
Are you done with the... I want to make sure your process is done.
My process is done. Dundo.
Okay. If you had someone follow you around all the time, what would you have them do?
Sit down and be quiet.
Be humble. Sit down.
I don't know. Like, that would be annoying. Okay,
what if I followed you around all the time?
I was going to say that. Like, my kids, ugh. I would be like,
fold this basket of laundry.
What would I have? Well, you specifically.
Hamburger steak.
Yeah, I was going to say you specifically probably just cook for me. Anybody else? I don't know. Sit down. Leave me alone. What about you?
Change diapers.
Okay.
That's probably
where,
it.
That's where, yeah.
Right now he's teething. He didn't go to bed till 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, man.
And then he was back up at 7:30.
Mm. Oh, so he's sleeping now. That's why you said.
Yeah, he's sleeping now because I think I finally got that tooth to pop through. Because I've been able to see it like under there.
Yeah.
But I pulled out all of the teething toys.
Yeah.
All of them. And I think I might just be making it up. But I feel like I feel it poked through now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Gosh.
This has probably been the worst one yet.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Yeah. Babies.
Mm. Now that we're at the end of the year, what is your most favorite thing you bought this year?
Bought. I can't even say that. Okay, I don't know if it actually went towards this, but I did give Laura some money, and then this was like, use the money for the podcast. So I don't know if I actually contributed or not, but I would like to think that I a little bit. So this is what I would say was my favorite thing this year that I bought, maybe. just give me an inkling. Like, just wink twice. I did! Yes! Okay, this.
Okay.
Thanks for the wink. I don't know if she meant it, but you know, it was a good wink.
Well, I mean, I purchased this, then you gave me money to it. So, I mean, I don't know if it directly, if I used that specific dollar bill for it. Right. But I bought it.
The money was supposed to go to something else. And it was just kind of like, use that as a down payment. Do you remember this conversation?
Oh, I remember. Oh, boy, howdy, do I remember.
That's fun. What about you? Okay, what about you? Stop.
So we bought a new house this year. So I think that's probably my favorite thing, even though it's like my least favorite thing because it costs a lot. Money.
Yeah.
But like we have our spaces now.
Yeah.
Whereas before we were like packed in like sardines.
Yeah.
Cole has his garage. The kids have a yard.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Love that.
Much more feasible than what we had before. So
right.
I would say that's probably a practical.
Right.
But if I had to go unpractical, probably those sour candies or that hot chocolate or really anything. If you've been following me on my personal Snapchat, you know what my favorite purchases have been this year.
Right.
It's been a good time.
That was pretty great.
And I've been looking for my next one.
Yes.
So, stay tuned. Might have to put that on the podcast one.
We should. Definitely should. I'm not about to try none of that.
You said you would try that chocolate.
Did I? I don't know that.
And then your kid tried it. A half a piece.
Yeah. And then he was like, not happy.
I tried to tell him.
Yeah, we did.
That crepe is hot.
Yeah, I'm so good.
Not a good time, hot.
Yeah, I'm so good.
Landon wants to do it again.
Gosh.
Allie wanted to do it for $10.
Oh.
But Allie thinks black pepper is hot.
Oh.
Like table pepper.
So we have to bribe her to do.
So she's like, give me $10. And I'm like, Allie, no. Like, I don't want to see you cry. And this will make you cry.
Oh.
Because it is not a good time.
Yeah.
Like, I can eat a jalapeno plain and be completely fine.
Okay.
And I struggled with this chocolate. She can't eat black pepper plain.
Yeah.
She's not going to have a good time with that.
Yeah. I was going to say, I might be able to try it, but I'm the same as Allie. Black pepper is like.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Specifically for the town that we live in, if you were to do a city poll, what would you want to learn? Like, what would your question be?
Okay. I guess maybe how many people are actually saved and not saved?
Okay.
I mean, that would be like, I know the numbers would probably be shocking.
Do you think that the vast majority of people would respond to said poll?
Okay, here's the other thing. Probably not. So it would probably be like shockingly high because those people would probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if it's like obviously anonymous, maybe they would.
Could be, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. The other one or the same one?
Same one.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. What about you?
How many cats and dogs are in city limits?
Gross. I don't care. Good for your animals.
That's rude.
I've got an animal too. I'm not responding. You know my answer.
Well, Sparrow, Lynx, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
What's the worst job you've ever had?
I don't know. None of them. I haven't liked all of them, but I've liked all of them.
You don't have to tell me the company.
I mean,
you can just say
2019. I don't know.
You could just say, I'm trying to come up with some of your jobs and put them not in the correct order.
Okay, I know. When I was the assistant basketball coach. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I see you.
I'm kidding.
I see you.
Shut up.
I have a scar from you.
I know.
I see you.
What about you?
When I sold insurance.
Oh.
It was awful.
Okay.
Hated
it. No more
said. I got this whole list here, so I'm like weeding through.
There you go.
If you could instantly become an expert in anything, what would it be?
Probably the Bible. That would be super cool. Super cool.
Yeah, I think I just want to spend my whole life learning about that, though.
That's true. I don't want to be a know-it-all. Maybe I do. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heather. Okay.
Moving on.
Oh, I'm not asking that. Here, I'll show it to you. Okay. Number 18, the very top one. Next.
More. No. Oh, my Lanta.
What? That doesn't even make sense. What is the name of your phone?
Okay, funny story really quick. So
that's not on this, by the way.
I work at a phone store. Anyway, sometimes when we transfer phones or whatever, tablets specifically, you have to hook them up to the Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi was kind of like glitching, so I hooked them up to my personal hotspot on my phone. Anyway, I'm like going through, and the 2 o'clock. So the, sorry, interruption. Okay. So anyway, going through my phone, hooking up my personal hotspot, and it has to be hooked up to the tablet. And I'm like, oh, wow. As soon as it popped up on the tablet, I am like, my face is beet red. My name is Big Pam.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm like, oh, I clicked on it, and he was like, what?
All right, bud.
Back away.
Oh, I love
it. Big Pam.
So every time I get in the car and it pops up, Big Pam is now connected, and I'm like, yeah, she is.
So the other day we were going to Salina. I don't know what we were doing. Cody and I were in Keegan's new car. Keegan got a new car.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, he was like, why is your name Big Pam? I'm like, bruh. Well, I ain't little.
Well, I ain't little Susie.
That's right. Anyway, so that happened.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever received like a super bizarre text? Like maybe a text that wasn't meant for you and it might have been about you or... just a really random text from someone really random.
No, not a text. Somebody screenshotted my Facebook. They messaged me on Facebook and I had said something back to them and they screenshotted it and sent it back to me.
So they were trying to send it to someone else.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, wrong person. Maybe you should get that straight. Like, you know, and they're like, ha, ha, LOL. I don't even know how that happened. Girl, yeah, you do. Anyway, so yeah, that happened.
So the other day I got a text, random text from a Concordia number.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, hey, do you want to go shopping tomorrow? All I sent back was, sure, what time?
Okay.
And they were like, I don't know, probably around 10. Does that work for you? And I'm like, I was like, well, I've got something at 9:30. I could make 10:30 work. And they're like, okay, great. So I'll pick you up. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I also have a Concordia phone number, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Oh, boy.
And so about 2 hours later, I get this, oh, my God, ha, 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 wrong person. And I was like, so, like, you're not going to pick me up or... And they're like, well, what did they say? Oh, no, we still can. And I'm like, all right, cool. See you in the morning.
I would have been like disappointment. Just you're I'm disappointed.
This person, I don't know who it was. They're like, where do you live? And I was like, Minneapolis. They're like, oh, that's perfect. We're going to Salina. And I'm like, you know.
We're good.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Thanks for the invite. I'm all sketched now.
Yeah. I was like, this didn't go the way I had planned.
That is so funny.
But it was fun.
Never happened.
Um, Did you ever, you told me what your favorite condiment was. Did you say it was ketchup? Ranch. 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 Okay. So if you could only eat one condiment for the rest of your life, would it be a ranch?
I would probably say, yeah, because it's so versatile.
Okay. I know you're going to be like, oh, that's not how that works. And that's not something that I believe in. But just come down to my level for
I'll
a second.
Keep an open mind.
If you were a ghost, would you haunt people?
Yes. Yes. I already know who I would be
Tell
next
me.
To.
Oh.
Well. Okay, there's a few, but just to say they're probably all... No.
Male.
Yeah. I was going to say that, did you know? That was exactly what I was going to say. But I was like, okay.
Say it, girl.
That would be crazy.
Just
because,
say it.
Because
own
I got,
it.
I got two females. Oh, I know. Just two females. But that's it.
Time out.
Y'all wing twice.
I'm like, is it who I'm thinking?
You. Yeah,
blink once really big. Okay. This improv kind of worked out well today.
It did.
Oh. Okay. If a song played every time you entered the room, what would it be? I'm bringing sexy back. Is that what you were thinking?
No. Oh. Let's go, girls.
By Shania Twain? Yeah. Listen,
just that part.
Listen,
just
that you part. Asked my mom though.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorites.
Really,
and I have told her several times when I hear that.
Yeah,
I literally feel like I could kick in a door.
Yes, literally.
And you turn that fucker yeah. up. I mean, stinking thing up. And you just jam.
Yeah, you
the
do.
Whole song, yeah, you and do. Then you can turn it back down.
Yes. Lately, I feel like Yeah, but I'll tell you off camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the silliest way you've actually accidentally injured yourself? And not that basketball story where you went.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I literally broke my toe. Well, I didn't, but I did. Okay. So I'm in the pantry and it's like this is. Walk in thing, okay? Shelves on each side.
Oh, this pantry.
Yeah, my pantry okay. here. Anyway, so I like had something in my hand to put away, and there is this glass jar of coconut oil.
You dropped it on your toe.
The whole glass jar didn't bust, didn't nothing.
No, it's full of oil.
On my pinky toe. I literally fell to my knees.
Yeah, that's
I
awful.
Am like, my stomach hurts so, you know when you get hurt so bad, like your stomach just hurts. Like,
yeah, you want to throw up. You get
yes!
nauseous.
Anyway, so I literally laid, I'm like, oh, crying for at least 10 minutes. All the kids are standing in there and they're like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I am not. Like, move out of my way. I can't even stand at this moment. That's the silliest way I broke my toe.
Okay, how long do you think you would survive in a zombie apocalypse?
10 seconds.
Really?
First off, this whole
Big
thing.
Pam ain't moving.
Big Pam ain't running. Big Pam's here for the eating. I don't know. I am not. And I probably couldn't climb a tree either.
Goodness. Do you have any odd favorite scents? Like, for instance, one of my favorite smells is gasoline. I love the way the gas smells. Or like fresh cut grass.
Okay.
You don't like the smell of fresh cut grass?
I mean, it's fine. Okay. Okay. People are going to be like, oh my gosh. But this is actually like a thing, not a thing.
Hit me.
Skunks. Have you ever like been, I know, see what I'm saying? Oh, this is a fang. It's completely different.
It does smell different.
So an actual skunk, when we were trapping, Cody and I were trapping, like you can just smell like skunk, right? But it is like completely different when it is like fresh and in the wild. So I'm pregnant with Lynx.
Yeah, it's not a dead skunk.
Right, right, right. I was pregnant with Lynx and it was just like, I don't even know.
It's because you were pregnant.
So great. Go smell skunk like, now. I'm just like, bro, can we just go trapping? He's like, what is wrong with you? I was like, I hope we get a skunk today. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah. So crazy. Yeah, I was pregnant with Lynx and that was like all I wanted to do. Smell skunk. I don't know.
So do you think that the shore is salty because the sea never waves back at it?
100%. On it. And money.
Do you think it's possible to inflate a balloon underwater? Like if you had an oxygen tank and you had a balloon, is it possible?
Probably.
I feel like the water pressure would be too much and wouldn't allow to the balloon to expand.
Your lungs are down there.
Yeah, with your body protecting it.
The fish are down there. They breathe water. Okay, anyway.
They breathe water?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
They breathe in the water.
They breathe water.
Listen, Big Pam. Yeah, we're going to have to try that.
In the bathtub or like what's your game plan here?
We can go to the ocean.
All right.
All right.
I'll get my bags packed.
Gotta go, guys.
See you in a couple days. We got an experiment to withhold or uphold or perform. It's for the podcast.
They'll understand.
They would.
Yeah.
Do you know how to properly fold a fitted sheet?
Yes.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I take the corners. Well, and I put my hands in them, mm-hmm. and they lay over, and then I put all four of them together, and then I, like, you know, drape it over whatever, and then I get it to where it's square,
uh-huh.
and then I fold it together.
So do you have, like, a system to keep your sheet sets together?
Kind of, sort of. We have, in the hall closet, we have, this is just for queen, king. That's all we really have is king and queen, so we keep them separate.
Mm-hmm.
But not, like, pillowcases or anything like that. My kids sometimes, if I don't take their sheets off, they ain't washing their pillowcases. So the whole set doesn't stay together, no.
See, I have to. Like, everything has to stay together, and once everything is folded, it goes inside one of the pillowcases.
I've seen you do this and your mother do this, and this is something that I strive to be. Better like you.
Aw, that's sweet. Yeah. I can teach you.
Thanks.
If you could appoint a president of the internet, who would it be?
I think everybody's stupid. Nobody needs to be in charge of that.
Of the internet?
Yeah.
I think somebody needs to be. Because have you been on the internet lately?
Yeah, sometimes I have to shut it down because it's so internet-y. What would you, if you were the president, what would you do with the internet?
I don't want
to
be the president.
No, if you were. I'm not electing you. Maybe unless you give a good speech.
You're not going to like this.
Go ahead.
I would get rid of all social media.
Okay.
And I would not allow news outlets to be on the internet.
Oh, that's probably a good idea. Just on my TV.
What?
Just on my TV. The news could just be on my TV.
I don't even like the news. Go back to newspapers.
There you go.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Life was simpler then.
That's true. So you would just like basically shut her all down.
Not the whole internet. Like
you
I just think.
So that if you Google.
I'd shut down WebMD.
For real.
That'd be probably my first act.
Yes.
Because every time I look something up, I'm dying.
Cancer yesterday and you're dead by 9 a.m. and it's 10:01. So you better just be
seriously,
praying.
Seriously, like you could stub your toe and it could be like my toe's throbbing because I stubbed it. What happened? Stage 4 lung cancer.
Literally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Your eyeball is blind like, in two what? Spots of your liver.
So, but I think that...
Yes.
I do think that there's a lot of good information out on the internet.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of crap.
I agree.
Second act would be to get rid of AI.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. I know some people use it for good stuff, but I hate it.
Yeah.
My husband showed me a video earlier today.
And you could tell it's AI.
Well, he was like, is this AI? And I'm like in the middle of something. He's like, hey, is this AI? And I'm like, I don't know. Google it. Like,
yeah.
It was Totino's chocolate pizza rolls.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So he Googles it. He's like, yeah, it's AI. Like, I don't know.
Thank God you don't.
Do I look like I'm an engineer at Totino's?
Literally. That would be pretty cool if you were.
Free pizza rolls. Pepperoni only. I like the combination ones. I
mean, whatever.
With ranch.
With ranch. I do too.
What is the weirdest gift you have ever given?
I don't know if I could say it on.
I was just thinking that as soon as I read it.
Okay, so I will say it because whatever, we're adults. And I don't think any children listen to this. I mean, okay, anyway. I once gave my brother Levi.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Butt lube, because he's always butt hurt.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going. Oh.
Anyway. That's the weirdest gift
I gave him. Butt lube because he's butt hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I found out that he wasn't always just butt hurt. There was a reason.
Oh, but as the sister, he was just butt hurt. Okay.
Yeah. What's the time?
56.
One last one.
Yeah. If you could
what?
If you could put one condiment in your belly button, which one would you choose?
What?
Do you, first of all, do you have an innie or an outie?
I have an innie.
Okay, so you could put a condiment in there for some little dipping sauce while you're munching. Oh,
God.
Would you choose a ranch?
Oh, man. No thanks. Oh, boy. But why?
It's on the list.
I just don't think that I'm like, I don't qualify. I don't know. Probably. I mean, like, if it wasn't gross, then yeah. And I just.
Wait,
I don't,
what is the standard for not gross? Like, just getting out of the shower, wiping her down?
Not having it. I don't know. I just feel like I'm not eating anything off of anyone. Ever. I don't know why you looked at me like that. I don't know. No, thank you.
You have to pick
I'm
one.
Nauseous.
You have to pick one.
Ranch. Ooh,
can we have one more question?
Yeah.
You did say ranch.
Yeah.
See, my theory goes is like the proper thing would be like ketchup because I don't have a very big belly button and only a French fries fitting in there. I'm not getting a chicken nugget
so
there.
So my thought process is it's an endless supply or is I'm like, just like.
Endless supply? How big is your freaking belly button? Girl. You have a problem if you got an endless supply there.
No, like, why am I just putting it in my
belly
button?
Well, you're not putting it in there and taping it up for later.
Like, eating it once or, like, does it, like, continuously happen? Do I have to put it in there or is it just there?
Yeah, I think if it's your big pamming out on the couch and you need a little dipping tray.
Ranch.
Okay.
What's your theory? You said you're just going to,
I got to go ketchup.
Oh, yeah, because of your...
My belly button's not that big, and I think only a French fry will fit in there, not a whole chicken nug. Okay, one last question.
Okay.
Do you believe in having one best friend?
Yeah. I'm thinking one best friend, but you can have multiple friends. Because, like, I'm not just opening my whole life up to, like, millions of people.
I feel like I have different best friends from different stages of my life.
I agree with that.
Like, I have my best friend from high school, my best friend from college.
I agree with that.
My best friend from my early
20s. They know your life in that era. Yeah. Yeah, I agree
and
with that.
And, like, some of them I don't talk to regularly.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
I have best friends from different stages of my life. My
best friend from childhood. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's all I've got this week.
Yeah, I cannot follow the belly button question. So, and I guess my belly button's super huge.
Endless supply.
Hello, I'm Big Pam.
You can fit a chicken nug in that one.
I don't know about that, but we're going to try it.
No, we're not. I'm going to be...
We are going to be Pamming out on the couch.
No, we're not. I will bring my own dish, my own little Tupperware container of my ketchup.
Gosh. All right.
All right. Thanks for tuning in this week, guys.
See ya.
Bye.